understand the Shalish Sivan, why do you have to make a whole zach about Chodesh Sivan? Rosh Chodesh, they arrived, Hasina Rosh Chodesh, what's Rosh Chodesh Sivan to do with Matan Torah? Rashi says, Bayim Azeh, Bo Mid Basinai. ביום הזה בראש חיידש לא יצריך לכתב לה ביום ההוא ביום המה וביום הזה שדברי תוירה חדושים עליך כאילו היום נדמה חידוש התוירה אז ראש חיידש סיבן סין סיבן אז לחיידש של תוירה ראש חיידש סיבן אז לכוח על חידוש התוירה חיידש סיבן אז לכוח אבל דברי תוירה חדושים עליך כאילו היום נדמה Before, and always before Kabbalah, the Torah. That's why it says in Chassidus as well. Chassidus as well. And Chassidus Adibris says, "Vaydavad Akim is Kolad Varam Ba'ele Leimar." What's the Leimar? The Ribbono Shel Olam spoke to us. Vaydavad Akim. Who's he? He wants to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we know Vaydavad Akim is Kolad Varam Ba'ele. What's the Leimar means when you say somebody that he should tell over to Yena? What's the Shayach Leimar? So Leimar means. The Klal Yisrael, the Rashi says, "Shoyoinim al hein hein ve lav lav." Kilo Klal Yisrael answered them. The Asa is hein and the Leisa is right. But the Chassid Shmuel explained the Pshat is that Leima the Yid has to learn Torah in a way where it's kilo he's saying the Torah. The Yid has to be so nichlan and so buckled to the Torah. The Pshat is that when a Yid learns Torah, it's kilo he's being this niskalel into the Shoresh of Torah, and that's where all the Inyanim of Chidushim come from. In any of Chidush comes from the Rebbein Shalom is Mechadish b'chol yom, Mechadish b'chol yom, Ma'aseh Bereishis, Mechadish b'chol yom. The Torah is always in them. If you go back to the Shoresh of the Torah, you go back to the Shoresh, you go back to the Indian of Chidush, right? Every Chidush is in the Shoresh. Always when at the beginning, it's a Chidush. In Olam Hazeh, it's only a Chidush at the beginning, and then afterwards it's not a Chidush anymore. Why? Because you can't connect back. You can't connect to the Shoresh in Gashmias. But in Yiddishkeit and Ruchnius, you can always connect to that very beginning. Mm-hmm. If you buy a new car, so after a month, you can't connect back to the first day you bought the car. It's a month old already. But in Yiddishkeit, you always connect into the Shoresh. If you always connect into the Shoresh, so you can always live in the matzav of the Shoresh, of the Chiddush. Mm-hmm. And that's where the Inyan of Chiddush Torah come from. So that's the Inyan of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is where it's in his gala. That the moon doesn't have any of its own light. It's being the skull into the oil, into the shayrish oil. That's the inyan of Rosh Chodesh. So maybe that's the koyach of chidush Torah. So the ikar inyan of Torah is to be mischal. It's always connect to the shayrish Torah. That's why every yid shayrish is his neshama, and the shishim ribi neshamas for shishim ribi oisius in the Torah. Every yid shayrish is in the Torah, and then when a yid's mechadish chidush Torah, that shows that he's bringing down a hashpah from the shayrish, and that's the ikar of Kabbalah Satorah. That's the ikar of Kabbalah Satorah. Mela. And so the Torah starts from Bayom Hazeh. Bayom Hazeh, Bo Mid Basinai. The Torah, in the chidush, the importance, the chashivas of inyanim of chidush Torah. Then you connect them to the Shoresh of Masina Satorah. So the Shoresh of Masina Satorah is Kulei the Inyan of Chiddush. Chiddush Sivan is the Koyach of Chiddush Satorah Beit Hashem. Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. Yes, Chazal Darshan Lamata O Min HaShemesh Ein Lamala Min HaShemesh Right, Yish. So Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh Pshat is the Eke Chiddush is in the Torah HaKadosh. So the Torah is given in the Midbar. The Midbar is a makom of Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. The Midbar you walk for hundreds and hundreds of miles and Zeit Gunisht. The Midbar is mufka from the whole Inyan of Chiddush. Tafka, when you mafkia yourself from the whole Inyan of wow, finding geschmack and excitement in the Dover Gashmi, then you can start finding the Chiddush in the Dover Ruchni. The whole life of Klal Yisrael, the Mon, everything was bechidushoy. Everything was bechidushoy in the Midbar. The only reason why everything was bechidusha in the midbar is because they were in a mokum, which is completely mufka from the chiddush. So if a person is mufka from the inyan of finding chodesh tachas hashemesh, then he finds chiddush lemalam in hashemesh. That's why the Torah is given. It's the machina the Torah is given in the Midbar. And that's how they could find so many chidushim. The person gets impressed by Devarim Gashmi, psh. So then he's lacking in the sod inyan of chidush. That's the sod of Sefer Midbar as well.